will hand him over to the sentence of death and crucify him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since all this took place. Now some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find the body. So they came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was truly alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. So he said to them, "How foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke! Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. And as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened now that while he was with them at table, he took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. And with that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. When they said this to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures for us? So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I'm sure this week we can see such a sharp contrast between the reading we just had about Jesus walking with his disciples on the road to Emmaus, how they recognized him, and what happened on Monday when the arch-terrorist of our time, Osama bin Laden, was executed by our troops. And we saw how the world was reacting to that. We saw our president going to Ground Zero in New York to lay wreaths there. We saw Vice President Biden going to Washington to lay a wreath at the Pentagon. We saw some people gathered in their field where that plane crashed in Pennsylvania. There were mixed emotions. Some were jubilant. Others were rather somber. I'm sure for us who are Christians who believe in God, the death of anyone is a terrible thing, no matter how bad they are. So while there's mixed emotions about it, I'm sure the whole world was kind of glad and happy that at least this mastermind of the worst terrorism we've seen in our history, perpetrated on our country, gone, removed. And then we can see the contrast in the reading today. These two disciples, they were downcast. They were really discouraged. This man, completely unlike the Osama bin Laden, this man Jesus, whom they loved, who they hoped for great things to relieve them, to liberate them, he was gone from them. And they were really unsure of what the future held for them. Then in the midst of their doubt, their downcastness, this stranger walks along with them. They didn't recognize him at all, so he just heard. But then he went on with them. They invited him to stay with them at this inn, have a meal with them. And they listened to him. They're open to him. They're open to this stranger. And he really lifted them up, explained to them. He gave them a simple little story about the beginning of the human race, how God dealt with all of us, the ups and downs we all have, the discouragements, the terrible disasters. Jesus went through all that with them. And then he finally culminated with the fact that these things had to happen. God is still in charge. And his message is not one of despair. It's not one of violence. It's one of continuing his mission. We know what Jesus' mission was forgiveness. Where there's evil, he tried to replace it with goodness. Where there are horrible things done to him and people around him, he encouraged his disciples, don't have revenge. Don't do what they do. But show them love and kindness. That's what the Lord is all about. That's what his Father sent him to do. And then to help them to remember that, the most beautiful thing at the end of this gospel was, he sat down with a meal with them. It was really the Eucharist. He broke bread. He said the blessing. He shared it with them. And then in that action, they recognized that for who he was, this was that war that they loved, that had gone from them. And now he was truly with them. And their hearts were turned around completely. Rather than having despair, they were full of joy. They couldn't wait to get back to Jerusalem to share what happened to them with the other disciples. So maybe that's where we're at today. History is related to us this week in a terrible way, but maybe in a positive way too. But maybe there's an end to this reign of terror that we've all been suffering for so long. And maybe the Lord is telling all of us, have faith, return to the Eucharist. We see him in the Lord. We see him in the breaking of the bread. We come together to share that happiness. And this is where we go out. The disciples, when they broke bread, they just didn't glory in the breaking of the bread, but they went out. They proclaimed what this bread meant, what this Eucharist meant. They love one another. Spread peace to the world. That's what Jesus told his disciples, to go out. Tell people about him. This is the message of Jesus.